People convicted of possession of drugs or paraphernalia who do not have a prior violent felony conviction could earn 3 days off their sentence for every 7 days served. Representative Walter Blackman, who introduced legislation that would have impacted substantially more prisoners, reluctantly supported the compromise.
Though I disagree with this bill, it opens the door to further conversations.
He cited the need for additional ad hoc committees to review earned release credits. The bill passed the committee and is now headed to the House floor. If amended to be retroactive, it would impact only about 80 people out of the 41,000 in Arizona prisons. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
After an ambitious bipartisan effort to achieve criminal justice reform at the State House this session, there is one remaining sentencing reform bill in the works and in its current form. It would free none of the 41,000 people currently incarcerated in state prisons. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins is here to tell us about the last-ditch effort. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So even if this bill makes it, how much impact will it have?
As written, not much. Senate Bill 1310 would allow those convicted of drug or paraphernalia possession who don't have a conviction for a previous violent felony to earn release credits, and they could serve more of their sentence in the community. If you have good behavior, you take part in programming, you could start to earn release credits at a rate of 3 days for every 7 days served.
How many potentially eligible inmates are we talking about?
Rebecca Baker, the legislative liaison for the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, told the House Judiciary Committee yesterday that the Arizona Department of Corrections told her office there were 1,893 current inmates that would meet the, quote, statutory criteria of SB 1310. Baker said only 80 of those inmates would be eligible for immediate release if the bill was made retroactive. So of the 1,893, she said there are these 80 that have completed a major self-improvement program, and they've kind of served enough of their sentence that they can start to become eligible for release. There's another 594 that have already completed self-improvement programs, but they haven't served enough of their time to become eligible. So those are the main numbers. So it's like 30 would be, if they made it retroactive, 80 of them would be able to get out immediately.
So since we heard this phrase more than once, what does a major self-improvement program mean?
Good question. That was they spent a lot of time talking about that. There are a lot of questions about that because I think everyone's concerned about, you know, what are we doing with these people while they're in prison? What is actually going on, and what kind of training are we giving them? So they listed six program categories: substance abuse treatment, sex offender treatment, mandatory literacy education, a GED program, a high school education program, or a career and technical training program. The county attorney spokesperson told the committee the bill initially, she said, I think contemplated that a person had to complete a substance abuse treatment in order to earn their credit, especially if you had like a drug offense or you were, you know, they figured out that you have a drug problem. So, but they talked to ADC, and apparently ADC does not have enough people to administer that much drug rehab programming to everybody that needs it. When Representative Walter Blackman heard this, he was pretty incredulous. This is his back and forth with Rebecca Baker from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office.
If I have a drug addiction and I am in prison and there's a program that I can take, you're telling me with your program that I don't have to take the drug program? I can take another program to get out of prison?
Mr. Chairman, Representative...
I basically have a choice?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Blackman, yes. The bill allows them to... engage and complete any of the major self-improvement programs with the hopes that each of these programs are going to provide tools to assist that inmate in being successful they're released from
DOC. Okay, again, real quick, Mr. Chair.
All right, Jimmy, and finally, you said in its current form this affects no one because it's not retroactive. What are the chances of an amendment happening here so it could impact more people?
There was talk of this again at this Judiciary Committee meeting. The county attorney's office told the committee they would be open to making it retroactive. Representative Blackman, who we heard from there, said it would lose his support if it isn't significantly amended to address the concerns that they heard about. The bill is now set to go to the House floor for a vote, so we'll follow it and we'll keep you updated.
KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins, thank you for the update.
You're welcome, Steve.